I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 861. Would I want to be married to me? Our usual approach to anyone or anything is, what's in it for me? Is this a good fit for me? What can this person or what can this experience give me? And we see this self-centered, me-first, consumeristic mindset everywhere. Isn't it more like Jesus to ask, what can I give, rather than what can I get? Let's explore. This podcast, as you know, is T2G, The Two Greatest. Because Jesus said, when you're focused on your life isn't about what you can get for you. Your life is about loving God with all you have and loving others. It's other, outward focused. Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus were living his life of love through us? Because if we're his followers, he is. I'm still making my way through Jeff Kemp's book, Facing the Blitz. In chapter 9, Jeff is writing about marriage, and he's writing powerfully about how, in our age, consumerism has made its way even into the marriage covenant. So I would sum it up like this. Loyalty is the loser today. We aren't loyal to our churches or our jobs or our grocery store, our car company, or anything, even our relationships. Kemp quotes a friend named Jeremy. Jeremy wrote, "We've been taught by society not to be satisfied with what we have. We need to update and upgrade constantly, or we become outdated and irrelevant. Most of us have never learned how to be content." Jeremy is so right. Paul said, do nothing out of selfish ambition, but consider others better than yourselves. He also admitted, I have learned to be content in every situation. So it doesn't come easy. It's not automatic. And Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. You know, our culture is so backwards. Later in the chapter, Kemp mentions another friend that he calls Mike, who tried to turn the tide around by putting a note on his mirror that simply asked one question, would I want to be married to me? Oh, podcast family, do you see the countercultural Jesus-like flavor of that question? Because the world wants to ask, do I want to be married to him or to her? And if I decide one day that that answer is no, well, move on. Put it in the rearview mirror. Find someone who will make you happy, at least until they don't, and then you can do it again. I know the title and focus of this episode is on marriage, but really this question can be tweaked for all of life. Would I want me for an employee? Would I want me for a friend? Would I want me for a neighbor? Would I want me for a parent? Would I want me for a son or a daughter? Would I want me for a sibling? Would I want me for a teammate? You get the idea. It is so much more blessed to give than receive. It's so T2G. Here's the great question. Okay, pick one of the above questions, or make up one of your own. Would I want me for a blank? And then slow down, take a moment. I know sometimes you blow past the great question, but slow down and try to answer it. Would I want me for a, what do you pick today? A spouse, a friend, a neighbor, an employee? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Lori Shoemaker. Dear Jesus, help me to die to self and to love like you. Help me to love when loving isn't easy. When I put the weight of perfect love on imperfect people, turn my eyes back to you, Lord. You love me unconditionally, and your perfect love fills my every need. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 862. In the meantime, that question is still niggling me. Would I want to be married to me? I know sometimes I just excuse my own shortcomings as, that's just the way I am. Or because I know Jane has put up with my quirks and idiosyncrasies for over 40 years, so why try to improve now? But that's not the way of the Lord. This is In the Trenches T2G today, right where we live in each moment of every day. Are we living as the kind of person we would want from a kind of person who's in the role that we're in now? Well, today's a new start, so here we go. Let's walk through this day making every choice of word and deed so that their answer is yes, I would want that kind of person in my life.